Welcome to another episode of SC Plans. Today we have a special guest. She's a fitness trainer and entrepreneur. Welcome, Deuce.
Hey y'all.
How you doing?
Which camera do I look at?
I think you look at that camera.
Okay. Hey y'all. Okay.
So, what inspired you to be a fitness trainer?
I've been an athlete my whole life.
Okay.
But what inspired me to be a personal trainer was people seeing the transformation that I did on my own body. And then after that, I was sending them to one of my friends who were a personal trainer already, who was one. Mm-hmm. But they was like, no, I want you to train me. And then that's where it just took off from there.
Okay, so on a daily basis, how do your diet looks like?
I got a balance because, like, I'm not one of them personal trainers or those fitness influencers that be like, oh, you got to eat this, eat that. No,
yeah.
I have my days where I eat myself food, fried foods, but I have a normal balance of good and bad foods. So I would say I would have something like some salmon, rice, and veggies, and then 2 days later, I'm somewhere eating some fried chicken.
Yeah.
So it's a balance.
So, like, when you starting off working out, were you, like, struggling to eat? To, like, you know, balance, I should say. Balance the bad eating and healthy eating?
No, not really, because growing up, my mama had, like, a good palate for us to eat from. So, like, it started from home for real with the eating, but, yeah, it's just, it wasn't hard for me at all.
Okay, so what's your suggestions of someone who's struggling with that?
I would say, let me think. I would say don't be too harsh on yourself with the food, because whether it's weight loss or weight gain, you still need food to pursue your goals. But
yeah.
I would say start off by, like, easing your way into it. It's just like weight loss. I'm not going to tell you to just eat grass for a whole week.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what to eat and how to ease your way into it. So I would say ease your way into it. Don't just automatically switch your diet, because it could affect your body in a bad way too.
Okay. So you being a personal trainer, you only train women?
As of right now, yeah, because that's my audience. But I'm not opposed to training men.
Oh, okay. I thought you only do women. That's what
I train men too if they ask.
Okay. So how do you motivate clients who may be struggling to stay committed to your, you know, to their fitness goals?
I stay on my clients because it takes a village for real. So, like, for someone who doesn't have any background with fitness,
yeah.
I give them a mental health work ebook, and then I give them an anxiety worksheet.
Okay, that's dope.
So that helps with them coming to the gym, and then outside of what we do, you have some homework to do.
So how do you stay consistent from your own personal journey?
That's a good question. Honestly, I've just always been like this. Like, as far as motivation-wise, I never needed help. Because I always know, like, what I want to do and where I want to be, what I want my life to look like.
Right.
And that just keep me going, honestly.
Okay, so I want to ask you this. So, you've been a fitness trainer. Are you, I can ask you this. You've been a fitness trainer. Are you against dating a man who eat unhealthy?
No, because that's something you can fix.
Okay. But what if he's not willing to fix it? Is that a deal breaker?
In my stage of life right now, yeah, it probably will be. Only because eating plays a part with your pH balance, your skin, all of that stuff. So
yeah, because I feel you. That's how I feel. I don't think I can date a woman who don't take care of herself.
Yeah, a certain age where it's just like, it's just immature to not to.
Right. So what's your advice for a beginner who's, you know, want to start working out?
I would say for somebody who's, like, a beginner, again, I just always go back to give yourself grace. Don't be too hard on yourself, because nothing new comes easy, especially something that's beneficial. So I would say just know what you want to look like. Don't have an end goal. Just always want to get better.
Right. I feel you on that one. That's a good tip. So how can someone contact you for personal training?
As of right now, I'm, like, taking a break from personal training.
Oh, okay.
Only because I'm going back to school to get my degree so that I can further my career in fitness, period. But I am dropping some programs for weight gain and weight loss.
Okay.
So that'll be a way to contact me for personal training. And I'll have, like, a group chat for motivation, accountability, et cetera.
Yeah.
But as of right now, I'm, like, taking a break from personal training.
So you say you're going back to school. What's your major?
Exercise science.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously I know why, but for the listener, why did you pick that major?
Honestly, I never wanted to be a personal trainer. I've always been an athlete. So my overall goal with the fitness stuff is to become a strength and conditioning coach.
Mm.
So I want to coach league players, college players, stuff like that. So
that's different.
Yeah.
So you mentioned about being an athlete. What sports did you play?
Women's basketball. Yeah. I've been in basketball my whole life, like ever since I could really walk for real.
So who started that? Like who inspired you to play basketball?
My dad, he played overseas and everything.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, my daddy, he was, he played for Dominican here in Milwaukee. He was in a newspaper, like he was a big deal.
Oh, okay, okay. Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So do you still play basketball now or no?
I don't play for like no organization, but as far as like recreational reasons, yeah. Okay. I'll pull up a hoop.
Okay, so who's your top, like who's your top players that you like not now, but your own personal top five or top three, or just one favorite player?
It's only one player. I used to study Kyrie.
Oh, okay.
I was the one and the two. So I used to study Kyrie. And then as far as women, I used to watch, you know, of course, Arike, but Odyssey Sims.
Okay.
I used to love her. But those were my top, I would say top three. It was Kyrie, Odyssey Sims, and Arike. No order.
Oh, that's what's up. I would never thought that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. Now, a couple last questions about going to school. So, this is your first semester?
No. So, I will be going into my senior year. I dropped out of college my junior year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a long time ago. Like in 2019, I dropped out.
So, what made you, you know, drop out?
Well, I had personal reasons. So my only reason of going to college was because of basketball. So I played my first 2 years of college. So my freshman year, won a championship at Clark Atlanta University.
Oh, you went to Atlanta?
Mm-hmm. I got a long story.
Okay.
I didn't even graduate high school here in Milwaukee.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
But I graduated. I had a championship my freshman year in college. Second year, I went to JUCO in Mississippi. And then my third year of college, I came back home. Mm-hmm. But that's when my nail career started taking off. So I started making my own money, and I was just like, yeah, forget college. And I dropped out. And basketball kind of ended for me. So it was like, if I'm not hooping, I don't need to go to school.
Yeah, I feel you on that part. So what made you want to go back to school then since you dropped out? Like, since you, because everything going so well for you, what made you want to go back?
What made me want to go back is because I know that for me to go further in my career, I got to get my degree. So for me to get on that court and strength and conditioning some league players, I got to get my degree first.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So how many semesters? Oh, so this is your last year?
This will be, I don't know how many years I'm going to have to be in school, but I'm going to thug it out and go.
Yeah.
But I will be going into my last year for this next semester.
So then you'll be finished?
I'll be getting my, bachelor's degree.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll be finishing off the 4 years that I dropped out of from.
Okay. So once you get your bachelor's degree, then that's when you're going to take it to the next level. Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, I'm going to just keep going until I don't have to go no more.
And no kids either?
No, I ain't got no kids. My bad.
No, you good. Same
no, I don't
here.
Have no kids.
Oh, that's what's up, though. Yeah, I really admire that. That's what's up, yeah.
Thank you.
Definitely. So, you mentioned before being an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
Now, starting off, were you nervous?
No.
Because some people be kind of like concerned, like, dang, you know, they just dive in and be concerned, like, what if, you know, if it don't take off, stuff like that.
I've been making my own money since I was like 15, 16.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, okay. My first hustle was making those, what is it called? Those customized Nike slides. They used to put pearls and diamonds on the Nike slides.
Okay.
Well, they do them with like Crocs now.
Oh, okay.
I used to do that on Nike slides, and I used to customize fur bras and underwear and stuff like that when I was like 15, 16.
So where did that drive come from?
I would say it came from my parents. Like, one thing they're going to do is make something happen.
Yeah.
So it's just like that just trickled down to me, I would say. That's the only place I would say I got it from. After I seen I can make my own money,
yeah. It
was just, I just been all over the place trying to figure it out.
So you the second, third oldest?
On my mom's side, I am the younger middle child. So it's four of us.
Okay.
So I got a big sister, another big sister, then it's me, and then I have a little sister.
Okay.
And then on my dad's side, I'm the youngest of umpteen kids.
Okay, that was it. Yeah. Wait. You said your dad got 10 kids?
My dad, I don't know how many kids my daddy got. I'm just playing. But no, my dad, he got plenty of kids. I'm a baby on my daddy's side, though.
Oh, that caught me off guard. Okay.
No, I was just playing.
Oh, like, dang. So, so you mentioned about, we were talking, you have an active fitness brand or a clothing brand or something like that?
Yeah, I got it on. It's called One Body.
So how did that start it?
Okay, so I used to want to be a sponsored athlete so bad. So that basically means, for example, Gymshark can sponsor me, give me clothes monthly, and okay. I just promote it with a code. But it just never came to me. So I'm like, I'm putting in the work for influence-wise, but I was just like, okay, forget it. I'm finna make my own brand.
Mm. So how can people find your clothes?
They can find it on Instagram, and I have a website, onebody.co. My Instagram is onebody, two I's at the end, O-N-E-B-O-D-I-I on Instagram.
Okay. Now, last couple questions.
Mm-hmm.
And so we was talking, you mentioned you're a author.
Yeah, I am an author.
So, yeah, how did that start?
I've always been good in, like, English, literature, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I made my own press-on ebook. I've made my own ebooks on how to teach girls to monetize their Instagrams, stuff like that. Like, okay. I've made plain ebooks, and stuff like that. I'm working on something, basically a book that I'll be dropping, like, next year.
Okay.
But, yeah, author, yeah. That's one of my hats, too.
Okay, so, like, what made you, what I'm saying, want to do that? That's different.
I've always been into, like, poetry, art, stuff like that, like outside of like fitness and stuff. So like when I was younger, I used to write short stories. I used to be in poetry slams, all type of stuff. Yeah.
So since you big on poetry, like who's the top of, like who's the artist that you listen to that give you inspiration?
As far as music?
Well, I mean, anyone that give you inspiration for your poetry writing.
Of course, the top would be Maya Angelou, but like...
Okay, yeah, okay.
Yeah, but I would say as far as somebody who knows the artistry behind poetry, lyrics, and music, I would say Lady London.
Lady London.
You got to look into her.
Okay, I
never heard of her. She studied music, so that's why her raps just hit a little different.
So you give me vibes that you used to rap. You try to rap?
Oh, no.
You didn't try to do music? Oh, okay. Not to ask.
No. Sure. I was just always into like... I don't know how to explain it. I was always into nature, poetry, art, stuff like that. Like, outside of fitness and what you see on Instagram, it's a whole different side of me.
Okay. Yeah. So, what was the moment you realized, your business is taking off?
It really happened when I moved back to Atlanta on my own as an adult.
Okay.
So... Again, I didn't graduate high school here in Milwaukee. I graduated high school in Atlanta. Went to my first year of college in Atlanta, too. So in that time span, I created, like, a family out there.
Okay.
But when I went back as an adult, I was by myself for a little while. And then I took off with my nail business. I started getting celebrities that actually turned into friends and stuff like that. And then I got a whole different type of clientele out there.
So how was your Atlanta experience? Living out there.
It was up and down. Yeah. That's a whole... We got to come back for another episode of that.
Another
episode.
Okay. Oh, for sure. So, now, this is my last question.
Mm-hmm.
You being a nail technician, you being a fitness trainer or personal fitness trainer, how do you find time for yourself and deal with your own mental health?
Sundays.
Oh, Sundays.
That's my reset day. Like... Today is a Sunday, so, like, after this, I'm chilling. Yeah. Like, I ain't got nothing to do after this.
So, what do you do to, like, if you don't mind sharing, what do you do to,
I would say I put my phone on D&D.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm up to it, I work on other businesses that I got going on.
Okay.
But, like, normally I just, it's a regular day. Like, I'm doing some relaxation stuff, spa stuff at the house.
Yeah.
I'll run a hot bath, stuff like that. Like, stuff to relax me and get me ready for the storm of the week. So I would say, yeah, Sundays be my relaxed day. I don't do nothing on Sundays.
Yeah, that's how I feel. My weekends really for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your advice for anyone who's struggling to balance, being an entrepreneur and trying to find time for themselves? Because sometimes people, you know, they be real, they be, you know, they be overthinking of like, I really want to get it done, or mm-hmm. I really want to keep grinding. So what's your advice for someone who's struggling with that?
I would say just make sure everything is in order first. Always, yeah. Mental health is a big, big thing.
I agree.
Keep your mental health at the top of the list, like behind clients, all of that stuff. Like the first thing, mental health. Make sure your mental together, because if it's not, can't nothing run right.
I feel you on that one. I definitely agree. I definitely agree with that one. Well, that's all the questions I have. I appreciate you coming, taking the time out.
Thank you for having me. This was decent. I like this.
Yeah, for sure. We definitely gonna bring you back on to share some more stuff.
Yeah, we gotta get a little deeper.
Oh yeah, for sure. We will, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's it. Bye, y'all.
Yeah, that's cool.